So yeah. Did you want to talk about your experimental discussion, or did you want to dive into the thing?
Continuing off of what we were talking about last week with art and the whole problem with people using and taking things that aren't theirs.
Uh-huh.
I've noticed that there's been a lot of stirrings in the MPC proxies community on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a lot of Etsy drama related to magic copyrighted material.
Uh-huh.
So like mana symbols. If you were trying to get like a card printed and it had that on there, they just rejected your order.
Yeah.
Like I probably wouldn't have gotten away with my goat deck, but this all started relatively soon after the whole last art problem we just had with that Wayfarer's Bauble.
Yep.
And then like there's an Etsy shop where I got my deck box that I was using last week that they had to take all their deck boxes down and they're not allowed to sell them anymore because of the copyright symbol.
Yep. That doesn't surprise me. And it's actually, this is more relevant than you realize. So I know exactly what happened. I can guarantee you I'd put money down on what happened. And now I don't know if it is connected to the art things that happened or if it just so happened that the law firm that Wizards has on retainer just happened to hit their cycle at this point. But basically what happened was somebody went on Etsy and somebody from Wizards or Hasbro and went on Etsy and searched Magic the Gathering and then went through and looked at all the creators who had stuff with symbols and were selling Magic IP and then filled out a form, sent it to Etsy and said, or here's a cease and desist to Etsy and handle it. And then what Etsy did was they went in and they sent a notification. Like, this is standard rote stuff now. Whether it's connected to the art, other art stuff, I have no idea. It might be. It might be Wizards are like, we need to crack down on this. Who knows? But yeah, so that's my little take. Sorry that I went on a tangent. You didn't realize, but you sent me off on a tangent.
That's fine. Well, I mean, I want to say the Etsy stuff happened earlier because I've looked for these like same deck boxes before and they just weren't up.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's probably not connected, but like the MPC stuff.
Uh-huh.
And for those listening, MPC will print proxies for you. They do pretty high quality.
Yeah.
You just might have trouble getting an order in now.
Yeah.
But that's relatively recent because people are like, hey, I like got mine 4 days ago and it was no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of people running into issues there. But the unfortunate truth is like their card database that they have, like where artists have uploaded proxy art. And to be fair, a lot of it is just standard card art. They're not going through and filtering that.
Yeah.
So people are using that thinking it's fine.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like copyright, oh my God. Like copyright in this day and age is so bananas.
I can transition into like what we were planning on talking about a bit here because we're talking about 3D printing things, Etsy
yes.
and proxies. Mm-hmm. And what we hoped to talk about before I threw us into a complete tangent before this even started was gift buying stuff, right? So
yes.
The holiday season's here. People are going out and shopping. And I've been seeing multiple posts on Reddit of people who don't play Magic posting in there saying like, hey, my boyfriend, my husband, my girlfriend, my wife, whoever yep. they be, loves playing Magic. What can I get them for Christmas that they'll mm-hmm. love?
Yeah.
Right? And it's good on them to reach out and ask a community rather than just going and buying a pack of Strixhaven thinking it's okay. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few different thoughts and ideas here regarding this.
Yeah.
The first thing I just wanted to address is if you are going to go buy product, try to support your local gaming store.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. go buy through them. Not only is it supporting local, but you usually get a better deal.
Yeah,
because
usually.
For the same, like, let's say you're buying a fat pack. Right. So
yeah.
the box where it's the bundle and it says like, hey, this comes with some set boosters and a you know, life counter and all that. You can buy that at an LGS sometimes between $30+ depending on the set that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, don't quote me on it. I usually buy mine for $35, but like sometimes they're a little bit more. Go to like Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
$50.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No negotiation. You go and like that Doctor Who deck that came out that I bought, $65 at Walmart. Right.
Yep.
Like that is not what the game stores are charging.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, well, and you also have the bit of a monkey wrench. And this is not a monkey wrench, but I should say another X factor is Amazon, because you can get pretty good deals on Amazon because essentially there you're buying directly from Wizards for the most part. Like sometimes you'll get local game store random listings. But for a lot of it, you're going to get the main
big thing with Amazon, and I was going to talk about this too. don't. Just don't.
Yeah.
Not it's anything risky. To do with, yeah, not anything to do with them or their labor practices, which is also just terrible.
Yeah.
But the amount of posts I see from people who've ordered from Amazon and they get already opened and repacked products because someone opens it, takes out the value they want, repackage it with rocks, send it in. Uh-huh. The workers don't give a crap. And they'll just toss it back into the pile and then you get that product.
If you're getting a product, like if you're buying Aftermath, you're probably fine. You're probably
don't buy
fine.
Aftermath.
Yeah, yeah. Like don't buy Aftermath. Yeah, just don't. But if like that's one that you're probably not going to run into that because there wasn't a run on it. And I think that's where you really get the issue is when there's a massive run on the product. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you can support a local game store.
Yeah.
The other good thing about going there is you can ask the worker just like in general if you're unsure. The other thing too is that it really depends on how much money you're wanting to drop on this person.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's one thing like to back up a bit. This isn't a magic only problem. Like this is a hobby problem. Like if you have a loved one who is super into a hobby, whether that's magic, Warhammer, painting, fly fishing, whatever, and it's something that you're not into, it's very difficult to buy them something for that hobby that you know they're going to like. And a lot of people don't want to, and this is something that my wife has, I don't want to say struggled with because she is a very good gift giver and she's figured out how to find gifts that she knows I will like that go beyond just like a little like framed thing that says, you know, I like magic or you and me are magic together or some weird ridiculousness like that. Like she knows that buying me a pack of cards, while I will enjoy that and I will be happy about that, she knows that she'll get more mileage out of something else that's a little bit interesting, a little bit off the beaten path, but isn't necessarily something I would have bought for myself. You know what I mean? And that's kind of my general advice for this. And this is for any hobby. So like, this is good for any hobby. So if you're trying to buy for your boyfriend for magic, and you're also trying to buy for your dad because he's a, you know, a major baseball fan, and you know nothing about either of those hobbies, of course, why would you be listening to a magic podcast? But I digress. This is a great, this is something like, try to think of, you know, something like maybe an accessory is good. Or, you know, like maybe a piece of art, maybe a t-shirt, maybe, you know, that kind of stuff.
You can buy packs and that you just have to be careful of the type of pack you buy and how much you're wanting to drop on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like collector boosters are the ones that have like the biggest, like, ooh, when you open them. But mm-hmm. They're also the biggest disappointment when they're duds.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. But I will say, though, and you bring up a very good point that I haven't thought about. Collector boosters are actually, if you're willing to spend $25 on a pack, because that's what the going rate is generally, give or take a couple bucks. I think that is an excellent, if you're going to go for a booster pack and you have a little bit, that's an excellent choice. Because I know a ton of Magic fans who will not buy collector boosters. Not because, right. Because they don't want to spend, like they only have a certain amount of money to buy Magic stuff. And they don't want to waste 25 of that on a collector booster. But getting one as a gift would be like, oh, and even if it's a dud, it's like, well, I didn't spend $25 to get it. So, you know what right? I mean? So.
And that's kind of my recommendation, too, because like one collector booster goes a lot further than like four or five set or draft boosters, right? Mm-hmm. Just in general, because like also there's a lot of like chase cards nowadays, too, depending on what set you're buying.
Yeah.
Again, just don't buy Aftermath collector boosters. That's like what, 5-6 cards.
Yeah.
To add on to like what you were saying earlier, which is actually like where I wanted to go with it, think about the things they use in the hobby. So like in case of Magic, we can always use sleeves. Just keep an eye out on what kind of deck box sleeves they buy. So like if you see Dragon Shield laying around or whatever it be, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know they'll love that. Just make sure they're the right size too. Don't buy a Japanese size because I've done that mistake.
Oh yeah.
standard size. But play mats, they're always great, especially if it's like an artwork that you think they'd love.
Oh yeah. There's
guarantee they'll play that. Mm-hmm. Other knickknacks and things too, like literally play mat tubes, you know, things to carry them. Fancy deck boxes, and that's where you can get into Etsy Granted, like I said earlier, a lot of the things been brought down, but they still have products up there where you can get like 3D printed command zone trays wooden made ones like what you have there. I have a metal made deck holder here from Etsy. I have a lot of deck boxes from Etsy that are 3D printed. And in the same case of like when my wife was trying to get me something, I went through and I just showed her a bunch of ones I kind of liked and let her go from that. So she get an idea of like what I'm looking for. But to the same point though, like she got me a couple of deck boxes and I love those deck boxes.
Yeah.
I got lucky that they're decent quality compared to like some of the things, and it's hit or miss. Make sure you read reviews. You'll get photos people post, but you can, I seriously suggest just going down that Etsy hole. And then even to the same point, if you know they have like a favorite commander, but it's just basic vanilla card, go see if there's like an alt of it out there or something really fancy someone did. They would like really love that as like their cool commander they put out there.
Oh yeah. And I'm actually going to throw an idea on here. This is not sponsored. This is not sponsored. You can, y'all can probably hear the clinking sounds as I drop them on the floor. There is a company out there called Luxury Playstyle. I'm sorry. Luxury Playstyle is the name of the company. And they make tokens. And these tokens are, you want to talk about bling. You want to talk about bling out your tokens? This is what they are. They are made of metal. And they, the treasure token ones, I think, are my favorite because they're little rectangles that represent treasure tokens. So if you have somebody who has a Ragavan deck or something like that that makes a ton of treasure, this would be an excellent way to show them that, like, you pay just enough attention to them. No, granted, I'm talking like we're talking to people who don't play Magic regularly, which I think we need to remember that our audience probably does. But this is an excellent choice for people, you know, for stuff like this, because this is something that it's like, wow, this is high quality stuff, and I can use it. Like that's something I really like about these.
Yeah, that makes me think of a few things. But to be fair, a counterpoint. Like, depending on how you title this episode, we might get people clicking in who don't. And also, like, even though you play Magic, maybe you don't know what to get your friend or your buddy.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So, talking about metal, though, and tokens, I another Etsy shop. There's one I use out there. Don't remember the name of it right now. But, like, they're metal-etched tokens, right? So, like, they usually keep up pretty well with new ones. Like, they put Map out there recently, and it's gorgeous, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you really want to bling out those, one time I got a blue etched clue token that looks like Blue's Clues paw print, right? Like,
nice.
You know, like little things like that are like goofy that you could do.
Another along those lines, and in fact, I think he might do etched as well. Check out RK Post's website. RK Post is an artist for Magic the Gathering. He's actually one of my favorite artists. He's done one of my favorite arts, Unmasked. He's a fantastic artist, and he makes so many tokens. Like, he has an ungodly amount of token options, and anytime he goes to an event, he has them all lined out. It covers like three or four folding tables of just all the different tokens he does, and they're magic tokens. They're like, you know, like, for a perfect example would be, he has a Batman. He did a drawing of a Batman, but it's a knight token. It's a 1/1 knight token. And he has another one, a golem token, that's Pickle Rick, you know, that kind of stuff. And I'm pretty sure he sells them on his website. So that's another option. Another great option. Byron Wackwitz does this as well. I don't know if Byron Wackwitz sells them on his website though. I'm almost positive RK Post does. So yeah, these are other options, and you don't even have to go with Magic Artists, though I do think Magic Artists is a really nice touch, because getting a token from RK Post with his signature on it, because I think you have to pay $5, but he'll throw a signature on it. You know, holy crap, like that's an excellent option in my opinion.
The one I was talking about that did the map token recently, and I have others of, is Legend Artifacts. So they're like black metal with like gold and white etching in it. They're really, really high quality. The other one that I usually buy tokens from that isn't a Magic artist, but they're adorable as is Cats and Cantrips. They do a bunch of token art. Like they're
Oh,
a
nice.
massive store.
Uh-huh.
A few things to keep in mind of like other things that you could get people, and like Etsy's really good for both of these. I think I actually had to buy, but like Infinite tokens, if they don't have
Oh
them,
yeah.
just get them.
Oh
That and
yeah.
like a little dry erase marker.
Yeah.
Those are so handy if you don't want to have a massive pile of tokens you have to dig through every time. It's like, where's my goblin?
Exactly. And let me tell you, Infinite tokens, I can say wholeheartedly, the first time I ever discovered Infinite tokens was my wife giving them to me for Christmas. I did not know they existed, and she bought them for me, and I was ecstatic, and I have used them so much ever since.
They're one of the top things. If they don't have it, like it just suggests that's an easy gift.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 'cause it's just it's a neat little thing that I think people really like. Now, another route you could go, and this is especially if you have it's a Magic fan. Magic fans buying for other Magic fans, it's a little bit easier because you can draw on stuff like what we're talking about. Like, I know my buddy has an Elf deck that he absolutely loves. Like it is he loves that deck. So I know that if I want to get him a gift for any reason, I can get him some Elf tokens, or I can get him, a deck box that is elven related, or something like that. So like I have a little bit of a bonus because or of an edge because I know the game, I know the situation, and I know him. But it still can be hard. And if you do have a friend who is into Magic, but they also are in D&D, you may want to go and pick up the like the Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica. Which is a D&D book,
Right.
or the curriculum at Strixhaven, something like that that kind of straddles D&D and Magic, just something they probably wouldn't have picked up on their own, and it's an idea.
Even in that case, if you have that knowledge, maybe a couple packs of Baldur's Gate, because that's on
Oh
theme for
yeah.
something they like, right?
Oh yeah.
One of the other big things is just being observant of your friends. How are they tracking life,
Oh
right?
yeah,
Are they using a spin down? Are they writing it on a paper? Are they using just a couple D10s? Do they have one of these like fancy smancy things that are planeswalker printed that I can twist? You can buy custom made ones on Etsy as well that go up to the hundreds, right? So
Oh
if you
yeah,
have someone who has a life gain problem, right? That's doable rather than, but the other big thing too, and it just like these were Amazon buys, but like dice, right? So I have a bag here of a bunch of D10s. They're just, one or zero through nine, and they're color coded. Like as funny as it is, it's the five colors of Magic. That wasn't on purpose. And then I have another bag here of white and black dice that are plus one, or negative one on all the sides for like counting up, right? So little things where I can easily track with a proper plus two rather than just a random two, where it's like, is that two tokens or is that a plus two on there? Right? Things that make the game easier for them to play, those are just basic things, right? So we're talking about all the accessories, right? So the accessories, Magic, and it's an expensive hobby.
Oh
Just
yeah.
straight out.
Oh
Like
yeah.
when your deck box and your sleeves cost more than your deck, it's sometimes a problem.
Oh yeah. Well, and it's even like I've experienced it, whenever I've made my videos about doing a battle box. If you know they're building a battle box for something, you know that they may be saving up for some components for it. A good example would be if they're trying to get an archive to put them in, or an Omnihive, or a dungeon from Game Genic. You can always just like say, oh, they're building a battle box, and they said it needs about 10 decks, so okay, a dungeon can fit that, so I'll just pick up a dungeon. It's not that expensive. It's like 40, $50, something like that. Which, again, that might be out of the price range if you're just buying for just an acquaintance or a close friend, or if you're strapped for cash or whatever. I can understand not wanting to go that high. But in that case, you could do something like, I know you already mentioned sleeves, but like when I'm building a battle box, I usually like to have the sleeves, like I like to have the sleeves, certain types of sleeves. Like, for my Ravnican battle box, I had outlined all the colors of which sleeves, like which, what each guild sleeve color, what they would get. Now, obviously, you'd have to do some digging and some detective work to figure all that out. But, you know, people have done more for different stuff. So, or even if you know that they're building a jumpstart thing and they just need a ton of black dragon shield mat, then just buy a couple of boxes of those and Merry Christmas, and they will love it.
if they have a deck building problem and you don't have an issue with dropping a fair chunk of change, buy bulk sleeves.
Oh yeah, I've
done it a few times where I bought like a 12 pack of dragon shields.
Oh yeah, because
like then when I'm building 60 card decks and I don't need 100 sleeves, I can get a couple extra decks out between the boxes.
Oh yeah. I buy in bulk too. I usually buy, because of my slow divorce from Dragon Shield. I haven't done Dragon Shield recently, but I usually do KMC Perfect Fits, because you can get a 10 pack for like $25-$30 depending a lot of times. Now granted, that is the evil empire of Amazon, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper than buying them $8 a pop at the game store, you know, which is what my local rates are. So
that, and some of the other deals just to keep an eye on too, is if it's a specific brand of a product, check their website too. They're way cheaper than going through like Amazon or Walmart. As you've seen with my very ugly Ultra Pro basic deck boxes that I have, because I have a bunch of decks. I bought like a crap ton of them directly from Ultra Pro for way cheaper.
Yeah.
Than like you can get them on other places.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's why I really wish Ultimate Guard would sell directly in the States, but they don't. They only do Europe, and it's like, ah, but I understand. I'm already in America. I'm spoiled for a lot of other things. So,
yeah.
So
I mean, to kind of like wrap it all up, support local.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out on things that they seem like they might have or might not have, especially if you can get something on theme, that'd be great. Or if you're just wanting to help them bling out, hit up Etsy, hit up those other stores and get some really like swank tokens. They don't have to be card sizes. Like Nate has like metal little ones. Those work too, right? And then just in general, like they're going to appreciate the gift either way. Just don't waste a bunch of money on product that you don't have to get at a certain place or in like a certain price range, right? Look around a little bit first, get a feel for it. Again, like one collector pack is fine, right? Like they'll love it regardless. You don't have to go spend $200 and get them a whole, you know, Warhammer 40K and a Doctor Who deck at the same time and all that other stuff.
You say that they'll love it, and there's the asshole in me is going, but you know, unless they're an asshole. But my point I think is valid, is that like, and if they don't like it, then you know they're a jerk because you put a lot of thought into it, and you know, so but I don't, you know, like I think good friends will definitely appreciate it, you know, and that's the thing.
If they don't like it, guess what? You don't have to buy for them anymore.
Exactly, that's a person that you just take them off your Christmas card list. That's money that you can now spend on your own crap.
One of the other things I've seen people comment quite often, and it's a lot harder, and it's not exactly just an easy, I'm going to money invest this. But if you can, try to learn the game, pick up a deck, and then surprise them by wanting to play and learn, they're going to go bonkers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you're a listener who has come to us that doesn't know how to play Magic and you're just trying to get some ideas, show an interest in the game. Like, and like, obviously, if the game doesn't interest you and you're bored to tears, then obviously don't do something you don't want to do. But if the game does interest you, put in a little bit of effort and you know, try to kind of push forward on that a little bit. And because, yeah, that would be amazing. Like,
yeah, I think for both of us, because neither of our wives care to even try to learn how to play this game.
Oh, yeah. Like the whole reason we're talking to each other right now is because our wives do not like Magic the Gathering. Shouldn't say the whole reason, but a part of it.
Way to call me out there, Nate.
Hey, no, I'm calling myself out there, friend.
And that about does it for today's discussion on Beyond the Deck Box, where we talk about all things Magic the Gathering. You can find us each week on the YouTube channel FDSMTG, or you can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. Just look for Beyond the Deck Box. You can find DM Dingo on Twitch, or you can find him on the FDSMTG Discord, link in the description. You can find me, FDSMTG, on YouTube, or at FDS_MTG on Threads, or on Mastodon, kind.social. Thank you so much for tuning in, and you all have a wonderful day.